but let's do everything we can to let everyone know, at least for the group on here, we are going to make America great again!
Outside Grand Rapids City Hall in Calder Plaza, an estimated 300 people gathered Saturday afternoon in a show of support for President Donald Trump. Co-organizer Audra Lemon says the idea for the demonstration came after being fed up with Trump protesters, even though she didn't quite know what kind of response she would get.
So we started it, and it started out, we were excited for 20 people coming, you know, and then look what we've got here. We've got a ton of people out here, and we're just here to support our president and show him he's not alone. We're not against him like the media would like to think.
Demonstrator Mike Krueger agrees.
Half this country voted for him, and I say give him a chance.
While the large crowd begins with the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem, a number of men in army fatigues carrying semi-automatic rifles guarded the east entrance to Calder Plaza, but they're not military. They're militia.
My name is Commander Mike Jenkins.
Jenkins is part of the 3% United Patriots and Michigan Patriot Coalition. I asked him why they are here.
To protect everyone's free speech. We're not here pro-Trump or against Trump. We want everyone to be able to exercise their constitutional right, free speech.
However, Edith Sierra, who is standing with her 2-year-old daughter outside the plaza, said she felt more intimidated than protected.
My husband actually just went up to listen to what they were saying, and I'm not about to bring my daughter in there because we have to walk by those machine guns, and I'm just not going to do that.
Just 2 blocks away, a group of around 200 marched in opposition to the pro-Trump rally down Monroe Avenue. Simultaneously, March for Trump rallies and counter-protests took place in several other cities across the United States. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.